Hi, I'm Mini Paul. Welcome to my fifth podcast. Today I'm going to be going off subject slightly and talking about an event called Straight 8. As well as being into minis, I also am a bit of a filmmaker and dabble in making short films. And this time I combined my love of minis and my love of filmmaking and made a short film called My Mini, which was part of this Straight 8 filmmaking event. For those who don't know, Straight 8 is an event that was started in London about 5 years ago. It's where a filmmaker gets one roll of Super 8 film. For those who don't know what Super 8 is, it's an old 8mm film which was used way before video was invented, and you literally shoot onto film negative, and then back in the old days people would project that negative and watch it with a projector, sometimes with sound, mainly without sound. So basically each roll is 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And that's all you get. And obviously, it being actual film and not video, you can't rewind or record over. Once you expose the film, that's it. You've exposed it. So this is why it really takes filmmaking back to basics. You only have that 3 minutes and 20 seconds to make your film. And obviously, you can't edit it. The part of the competition is you don't even get to see it before the premiere. So the filmmaker is given a numbered cartridge of film. And that cartridge and that cartridge alone is the only roll of film that you can use. So it's quite a challenge, and especially for people like myself who have now got used to editing with computer software and fine-tuning their films and sorting it all out and making it exactly perfect. This is a real challenge and something that I really relished and wanted to take up. Actually, about a year ago, I did my first Straight 8 film with a colleague called Tom. And Tom's also a cameraman, and we co-directed and co-wrote and co-produced a film called The Beachcombers. Now, obviously, I'm talking about My Mini at the moment, but I'll just go back and talk a little bit about this. The Beachcombers was our first film that we made, and we wanted to make it extra difficult for ourselves and not have any edits and not to stop the camera at all. So what we thought we'd do when we made The Beachcombers is make it in one shot. So the shot is 3 minutes long with absolutely no stopping or editing or anything. So we had to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and get it exactly right. Luckily, it all came out very well, and it got through and it got shown at the Rush's Soho Short Film Festival, which is fantastic. And that was our first effort. That film is actually, if you go to the link on my homepage for My Mini, if you can get to that, right at the top of the page is a link for The Beachcombers. You can check that out there. So going back to My Mini, obviously this is my second Straight 8 film, which I made at the beginning of 2005. Basically, I sat down and tried to think of a good idea, and it is quite difficult because obviously you can't use sync sound. Now, obviously in short filmmaking, generally, there's at least some kind of dialogue, and obviously you have to sync that dialogue with your picture. And it being Super 8 and it being, for a start, 18 frames per second and not your regular 25 frames or 24 frames per second, depending if you're shooting on film or video, it is very difficult to sync your audio. So most Straight 8 films don't use sync sound. They just go with a voiceover and some music. So I thought I'd do a little sort of documentary on why and how and how I got My Mini and why I love it so much, and basically a kind of just sort of essay, a verbal essay about my car, and just sort of putting down on film for posterity more than anything, but also just to kind of get it out of my system, because I've sort of had this thing in me for maybe 5 years of I sort of made this car and produced this car, and I just kind of almost wanted just to sort of write it down, and the best way to do that for me as a filmmaker was just to make this film, albeit with obviously the restraints of Straight 8, but then also I had the voiceover, that obviously with a voiceover in Straight 8 you can actually edit the voiceover. That's the only part of Straight 8 you can actually get down and physically chop around and to suit. And obviously people have asked me how I managed to sync the voiceover up with the pictures, and it is really quite simple. When I was shooting the film, I literally had a piece of paper and I'd write down how many seconds each shot lasted, and then obviously there was sections in it which were certain length, and it was tried to be sort of put into certain sections, and I'd have a little bit of black in it, I'd time it as best as I can, obviously. But then you have the problem where it's 18 frames per second. So if you write down frames, it can get very confusing. So you have to kind of write it down as a rough guide. And I was pretty accurate within a sort of second or so. Some bits sync up perfectly, others aren't. It was kind of almost luck. And obviously, it's really difficult to get other people involved because, i.e. like a sound designer or a sound mixer, because they can't see the picture. In a normal short film environment, you'd have lots of collaboration with music and timings and getting it all perfect. But that's just not possible because you don't get to see the picture. I can't emphasise enough the making of this film for the people who haven't experienced this. You really do. You are just shooting in the darkness. You know, you literally are just recording onto a piece of film, hoping that it's exposed, hoping that it's in focus. And then at the end of the day, you put it in an envelope, send it off to Straight 8, and then I think it was nearly four or five months later I got to see it for the first time in front of an audience and a lot of my friends at a cinema in central London, which, thank God, it all came out all right. There's a tiny little bit, as you can see from the film on the internet there, that it was a little bit overexposed, you know, too much light. But apart from that, I was pretty happy with it. So yeah, so hopefully that's given you the impetus to go forward and check out the film. There'll be a link in the show notes, and the link is actually in my on my homepage right at the beginning there, so you can check that out. Called My Mini. You can hear me rattling on about it and talking all about it, and you can see the pictures, obviously, in the film of before and after. A little bit more information on me there. So hopefully that's got you interested in Straight 8 and maybe filmmaking if you were interested in that before. I hope that's fueled your enthusiasm. There'll be a link to the Straight 8 website, which is straight8.net. And thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.